All right, let's head out to Ellettsville. Let's get a full recap from the great North American solar eclipse from Monday. We'll talk a little local government as well. And we do it each week with our great friend, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Well, it's wet. I don't like a thing that you had to say about when it's going to be gone.
Your flowers and trees and everything else will be beautiful. They are getting plenty. We got plenty of rain in March. We were above average. We are going to have plenty of rain in April, so we should have a lush, when all that warm sunshine comes out on Saturday, everything should be nice and emerald green.
Right. What we have to remember is that when it was time for the eclipse, the sun, it was bright so that we could see that eclipse. And so,
fair trade, right?
It wasn't raining that day.
How did your friends at Jiffy Treat and your local businesses do? I mean, Ellettsville was the direct path of totality. I saw some great social media posts, people from all over joining the northwest part of the county to be as close to that totality as you can get.
I thought there were so many great family gatherings. It appeared that's what the interest was these very large family gatherings. They were just enjoying it. It was really special to see all the different age groups of people getting together and appreciating something that many don't have the opportunity to look at.
No, they don't. So, that was pretty cool. When it was time to take your glasses off, that was... I don't know what I don't think it quote unquote did anything to me, but it did something to me. That was pretty cool. And I have not found a way yet to put it into words, but you look through those, the weird glasses where all you can see is the sun and the moon crossing, and then you take them off and it's like, whoosh. All right. That was good job, heavens. Good job.
It felt rather spiritual to me.
Yes.
It was like walking into, a cathedral or something that you've never seen before. And it was just amazing.
Yeah, the great beyond or whatever. Go to the light. Well, there was the light. It was right there.
Right. You felt like you were touching nature or it was touching you and so forth. At any rate, it was a wonderful experience, and I'm so happy for all the families who are able to, spend time together to see that, because, with no school and people, a lot of people were off work, et cetera, because we were expecting a horrendous amount of traffic, which didn't happen as many had thought it would. But what we did see a lot of traffic was out at the airport. And I don't know whether you've seen any of those pictures, but I shared that on Facebook where Carlos was sending it out to us. Oh, I mean, just all of those planes just lined up. They were just coming in from all over because we had better weather conditions than some. And so we had a great turnout. I think if I remember the number right, it was more than 100 planes that came in. So if you've got 100 coming in, and then, of course, as soon as it's over, it's like everybody's lining up after a basketball game to get home. These were like lined up airplanes.
Wait, was that like a graduation weekend volume-wise, home football weekend? Did Carlos mention what the volume was? I know we had the numbers, but how does that compare to a quote-unquote busy weekend here in Monroe County, Bloomington?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but because he's talking about the fact that so many of them came in and so many of them were leaving all at the same time, wanting to leave at the same time, and they had to make sure that they could get them all refueled and so forth. And they started planning this back in, I think they said, March of 2023. So it was my feeling that this has got to have been a lot busier than on graduation weekend or any of those special weekends because of just their responses for it and how exciting it was for all of those. And they even had Civil Air Patrol people who were assisting and whatever. And because there was so much air traffic at the time that they couldn't just say, okay, and you can leave. They had to wait so there would be space in the air for the others. So, I mean, I wasn't there, but I'll bet that was an exciting place to be.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Come on in.
So,
come on
real
in.
Real proud of our airport. And then at the meeting this morning with the county commissioners, Phil Parker, that was sheriff's chief deputy, one of the things he was saying was that everything went so smooth, that he was they were on top of the building there just to sort of look out to see what was going on with the crowd. And he said people were being very respectful, and it was just a great group of people who were here to visit, to look at the eclipse and be a part of it. And then also last evening we had a meeting, and a county council meeting, and I spoke to one of the people who, you know, worked security there at the courthouse, and you know, looking at what the grounds would be like this morning, on Tuesday morning, thinking it, you know, their original thought there was going to be so many, he had no idea what they were going to be walking into to adjust to the numbers of people downtown. And he said must have been a very respectful crowd, because it was just not as bad as anything that anybody might have thought. So I think it was a well-planned event. They were trying to be prepared for thousands more, perhaps, than what showed up, but it is better to be over-prepared as under-prepared, it seems to me.
Absolutely. You always want to have everything ready to go, just in case you need it ready to go, instead of scrambling and wondering. And the other part of this, I think we're learning as well as we get feedback from what went on during the event, post-event and everything else, just because it wasn't wall-to-wall people in gridlock doesn't mean it wasn't successful. It just wasn't the apocalypse perhaps we thought was coming with the eclipse. So that's good, and Monroe County's big, and we got a lot of fun places to be, and we didn't have to all cram into the football stadium to see it.
Right. And one friend, did you see Jeff Mace's post?
Yeah.
Where he had this huge gathering,
yeah,
at the farm, and just like people were coming in from all over, and they had music and everything. I thought, oh, you know, that would be a wonderful place to be. What a great thing to do for friends and family and community, to just say, here we are, we're going to be at the farm, and we're going
come
to
on
be,
out.
You know, welcome, yes, come on out. So I was... It just touches your heart to feel like there's this great community coming together. I know when you're looking at the pictures of people, all the volunteers from the, not volunteers, but the people at the fire departments and law enforcement and so forth, everybody making sure that they were ready if it had been as perhaps some had predicted. So, and then the other thing that we were told this morning was that because the numbers were not as great as they thought, that they could then allow some, they brought in so much additional help there with the sheriff's department, and then they were allowing them to be able to return back home. So maybe our overtime expense won't be as bad as we had originally thought
good.
We might have to do.
That's very speaking, that's good. That's good government.
Right. So then, at any rate, speaking of that, we know that the jail had asked for additional correctional officers to be part of that transition team. And so we were working on how we were going to get that worked out, and what it would cost, and where we would get the dollars for it. So the dollar amount, but it didn't cover everything, was $402,570. We had a community corrections tax that we put in place, that we'd moved from one, it's not like an additional tax, we moved it from one area to another, that would be able to cover this. Now, it's not going to cover all of it, Additionally, you know, over time, because what I'm looking at does not cover all of the benefits that.
Well, it just covers salary?
But, well, we've got the dollar amounts for the salary and some of the other things, but it does not look like it's everything. It might very well be, but we'll take a look at it. At any rate, we had already determined we were going to do that, and we'd already put in place the salary ordinance, and then they went ahead last night and determined to try to put it all within that special income tax fund. And now, if there's not enough, we'll have to figure out a way that will make it work. But it, you know, since they're not starting out with a total of six at the beginning of January, then maybe if they're just looking at what we need to get through for the rest of the year, because they're already interviewing to get those six people on board. So it's really great when you are working with the department and they're working with us, and we all have the same goal in mind, which is we are going to do everything possible to make that a successful operation at the jail, that we will take care of the people who end up having to be there and be incarcerated there. We will do the best we can to take care of them, and eventually we're working toward getting more and more assistance for mental health and so forth within that facility. But in addition to which, being prepared for what seems to be inevitable is to moving forward with a new facility. Though it continues to concern me that when we look at the number of jail bookings that's coming in, that ones that are coming in from the county, the county sheriff is like so small as compared to what's coming in from the city. And so it just seems, I just don't understand why, I don't know why we couldn't have got it together to get this someplace closer to city operations. But
well, so you talk about moving forward. Where are we in the process? Are we breaking ground? Are we getting appraisals back? Do we have architectural plans? Where does this stand as of today?
Well, and you know, I believe it was at our last conversation I was telling you that we did have an appraisal back. Now, I did not hear them speak of that today at the work session, at the commissioner's work session. Though, you know, I can't sit and hear every bit
sure.
of it.
Sure,
know,
sure,
I'm,
sure, sure, sure.
So I missed some things, but I did not hear that discussed. What they were going into was, you know, worrying about how making sure that we've had the right salaries in place for all the election workers. And so they're still working on that. But I did not hear them mention anything about the particular spot that they were looking at for the jail, anything more. So, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing what it is that they will be asking the county council to approve. And remember that what we have going on here is that, you know, you're not going to build a jail for free. It's not going to happen for free. It just isn't. So there's going to have to be new money. Now, speaking of new money, I don't know whether you have your tax bill yet, but they went out. And do you have it?
I don't know. I just wrote down tax bill on my paper, and then you said tax bill, so that was really weird. That's why I laughed. But I remember you telling me they should be either in the mail or coming soon to a theater near you.
Right, and so I've been studying those tax bills now most of the day. That's what you know, it's raining. I couldn't go outside and work, so I can just stay in and look at the tax bills. The one thing I thought was interesting that, you know, the biggest part of your tax bill on your property tax is always the school. I mean, that's nothing new. It's always the school tax is the most. And I just thought it was interesting here to share that the Ellsville school tax rate is 1.05, and the Monroe County school tax rate is 7344. That is a gigantic difference.
And that's, well, we've heard Monroe County make the argument, MCCSC, in their referendum talks, Marty, that they are one of the least taxed bracketed in the state. So it sounds like that could that is the case.
Well, and it, we have to remember that that tax rate, other than the referendum rate, but if the regular tax rate that is in place, adjusts depending on what the assessed values are. So if you have a much higher assessed value here in Monroe County, which we do, that should then reduce your tax rate. So you've got to remember that Monroe County Schools is supported by all of the townships, everybody that lives in every township except for Richland and Bean Blossom. So that takes all of those assessed values, you put all of them together, then it makes for a lower tax rate.
Gotcha.
For everyone.
So you need more assessed value in Richland and Bean Blossom townships then?
Oh, of course, our assessed values are going up, that's for certain. But I think what we have to look at is, indeed, we wanted to keep our own school system over here. And if you're going to have a school system that's only going to draw from two townships, then you have to just see what's the total that those township taxpayers can work with. And we do have some lovely buildings, and we have wonderful, we win all kinds of awards. I'm so proud of our young people over here and all the good things they're doing. But there's a price to be paid for it, and that's 1.05, and that is a pretty big chunk. But, you know, people are moving over here because they like our school system. Many come over here because of that.
And, yeah, they can find places to build houses and do it at an affordable price. Right. I agree with that.
Right. And the other thing is, I noticed when I was looking at that, and it's something I think we have to be aware of, you know, we have, first of all, you have your total assessed value, your gross value, but then there's things that they take off that before they figure out what your taxes are going to be. So if you're buying a home and you have something called a homestead exemption, it's so important to get that filed for anybody who hasn't. If you're living in your house and you have to pay taxes on it, you have to have a homestead or you're going to be paying a lot more in taxes. But from that homestead, there had always been like an additional $3,000 deduction having to do with if you had a mortgage. Well, you won't have that anymore because they added that on to your regular homestead. So if you had the mortgage and you see that that's not included on there, just look at the part where your homestead is and it's added on to that. So you didn't lose it. they moved it in a different spot. But the other thing is, there's something called a supplemental, and that's a percentage off of the top of the homestead. Well, they had the state, in order to try to reduce the property taxes for homeowners, because they knew the assessed values had gone so high, they had included an additional supplemental to help reduce property taxes for this year, and I think it was for last year, too. However, we have to watch to see it might be gone for next year because it was not meant to be there forever. It was just to be a temporary time to just let people get caught up with the fact that the assessed values had gone so high. So what I did see was when you start adding those together and then you get your total rate, let's say, for instance, if you're living at a $550,000 house, which is not that unusual anymore, can you believe? I can remember when that was a mansion, still a very lovely home. But let's say if that house is in a neighborhood in Ellisville and you're paying that Ellisville property tax rate on top of the county and the library and so forth, it's very likely you're going to hit that circuit breaker, which means you don't have to pay any more than 1% of your total market rate assessed value. So if it's a $550, you don't have to pay more than $5,500. Now, you may say, well, that's still a whole lot of money. Well, yes, it is, but there's on some of that, some of those properties I've looked at have a circuit breaker. That means they don't have to pay like $600 and some dollars or $500 and some dollars. Depends on the property and so forth. But once it does that, that means they don't pay that portion, nobody else pays that portion, and it just means that all the taxing units will not receive that dollar amount.
I knew we were going to
get that. Just like the over 65 circuit breaker, all of those circuit breakers. So I was seeing that on several different properties. So it's, I don't know whether anybody has thought about that.
There's no chance. None. Because if you just figured it out, there's no way. No way anybody has figured that out.
Well, it just, you know, when you start looking at the total tax rates, and then you take that, and if that tax rate has grown at a greater percentage, then it depends on how much of your assessed value had grown. So
nobody wants to look at this stuff because it's complicated, it's difficult to understand, and it's reality. We just want to spend it and do great things. We don't want to have to do all the math to get to it, right?
Right, and don't we all want the best for our community?
Absolutely right.
I mean, I get that.
So stop complaining about it. That's my thing. The money has to come from somewhere, so just pay it and get on with it, or vote people out, and we don't do either one, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and there's a lot of people say, well, if I was sitting there, such and such. Oh, yes. Well, guess what? You still want to take care of your school.
You do.
You still are obligated to take care of the jail. You have to do some things that...
That's why I talk about, nobody wants to know how the sausage is made. They're right.
Well,
it's difficult.
It isn't always pleasant, but indeed... We have to figure out what we're doing. Now, one of the wonderful things that we found out just today is that Monroe County came out way ahead on the Community Crossings Grant. Did you see that?
I did not, Marty, but I think we're going to have to put that on your list for next week because I don't want to get...
1.5 million.
That's good. We'll take it.
Okay.
We'll take it and we'll use it, and that's a positive thing as well. Because is that match money? Is that how that works?
Yes, and Bloomington got $745,000 and also got $208,000. And yes, we've got to have money set back and rainy day or something because we have to pay a match. But that's the highest we always get.
Well, that's good.
We're very fortunate.
And that means we have it sitting around, right? Because they don't usually take the grant if we don't have the match, correct?
Right, because that's the reason why we had to stick it back in the rainy day, so we can't touch that.
Good. Hands off. Everybody get your hands off. And we'll sort this all out. Now get your hands on your umbrella, Marty, if you're out and about, or just stay in the peace and quiet of the insides and enjoy the internet. And when I talk to you next Monday, make sure you've filed your extension or your taxes. They're due Monday the 15th.
I know, and I haven't even started mine.
Well, extensions. Everybody gets one, right?
Everybody. No. I have to make sure I get it done. I have to make myself do it. I can do it.
I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
Okay.
Tell me next week, will you?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman. That keeps an eye on your money. And we're going to build all this stuff. And then the other thing that she didn't tell you, which she will tell you next time, is when we get into all these projects and we get closer and closer and closer to it, what are we going to put inside of it? And then we're going to start talking about some other things because we're going to have to staff it. And then we're going to have to pay those people salaries and benefits and everything else. That's how it works. That's how life works. So, coming soon to a theater near you.